Hi guys, welcome to another episode of The Unusual Culture by Isaac. It's been a nice couple of days. I think one thing I've placed on top of mind over the past few days is how gratitude can really be a strong determiner of how mentally stable you can be. So I think if you put yourself in a state of mind where you're always grateful, you tend to have a good mental headspace. And for everybody who is kind of like seeking to get some emotional stability or mental stability, or trying to like make sure that they are not held down by negative thoughts or beliefs, I think gratitude is a good place to start. That being said, I want to jump right into what I have today. I know the last time I came on, I basically spoke about the seed and the environment and the nuances that have to do with the different aspects to it. I know today I was going to delve more deeper into a different context, which is basically we humans, we people as the environment and ideas as the seed. And based on my experience, I think I've been able to pay attention to a few things that could basically like keep people from actually getting to the point where ideas like start like take form or take shape. And so basically I'm going to start with this: ideas are weapons. And I would say that because ideas basically are things that have the potential to be given shape. They're like things that are formless that people could use by giving it structure, by giving it shape, by giving it form. Ideas could be something that is worth an asset. Ideas could be things that you could build and work upon to build an asset that generates money. And ideas could be an experience. It could be a moment. It could be a plot. It could be a plan that you designed for yourself. But overall, we can say that ideas make the bulk of our life experiences. The world is ruled by ideas. And let's not just think about that in layman form. Let's think deeply about it. Everything you see is someone else's idea. Everything that happens to you is someone else's idea. And so when we start to see ideas as that powerful force, that weapon that anybody could use to define what the world is to them, we start to gain more power. We start to see ourselves become more powerful because we know that in us we could develop ideas that could be worth a lot more. So in this case, I want us to view ideas as seeds, things that have potential to be anything. Basically, we have the tomato seed, we have the pawpaw seed, we have different kinds of seeds with different potentials, and that's how ideas are. Ideas come in different flavors. Ideas come with different potentials, basically. So when we see seeds in their natural form, they seem harmless. Seeds do not have any power at the moment. Seeds cannot be used for anything at the moment. But when we put them in an environment, when we engage them in an environment, in a system, in a body, they develop into something much more useful. I think that's why for a very long time, the idea of growth has really fascinated me. The idea that something could be so harmless, something could be so inconsequential, it could be almost useless, but with the right attention and resources and with focus and with purpose, that thing could become something much more powerful over time. So the real question isn't about ideas now, but it's about you. Do you have the potential to make something that powerful? Do you have the potential to create something out of nothing? So the question comes, are you the right environment for that idea? Do you have the resources to pull it off? Do you have everything that it takes to bring whatever potential that idea might have into reality? You know, I could go on and on about resources that define the success of an idea, say you have finance, say you have network, say you have community, say you have the right expertise, you have the right skill, you have the right experience. Both of these things are quite straightforward. But you see, I'm mostly particular about something else. I want to shed more light on the framework, the solid foundation that holds all of these things together. We find out that people might have ideas, but in the end, even with every resource and everything going for them, things might not work out. Things might not start to kick off as they should. I think I want to start with intentions. Why do you want to work on this idea? Why is this idea important to you? What's your goal? What is this idea for? Because I think that pretty much defines how you go about doing things. That pretty much defines what results you're looking to get. Because if you're not clear about that from the beginning, it's mostly going to lead to a lot of trials and errors, a lot of wastes in resources, a lot of unintended outcomes. I think most people do not talk a lot about this. You know, we are encouraged to try things out. We are urged to do things. We are urged to just take that first step and do everything we need to do. But nobody encourages us to get a good, clear picture of what we want and why we want to do that. And the things that are involved with that process. I don't know, maybe it's just the tendency to be mentally lazy, or just a blind side that has been put in our path. Most people really do not pay attention to the intentions or why the ideas need to be brought to life. It's mostly just like a fire brigade, or it's something that came as an inspiration from something else. And when we do things like that, it's difficult to sustain during the major times. See, the reason why I'm paying attention to these things is because I don't care about the resources you have. I don't care about how good you are. I don't care about what you have going for you. I care about the consistency involved. I care about the commitments involved. I care about how far you'll be able to go. That's like my major focus. And this is one major factor that determines how far you'll be willing to go. The intentions, the why. I think another one is articulation and clarity. You see, why am I want to play down the power of articulation and clarity? We must understand that when we are very clear about what we want, it's easier for us to chase it. It's easier for us to do the things we need to do. All of a sudden, steps become much more clearer. All of a sudden, we understand what progress feels like. And this is like a build off of intentions. Because articulation and clarity basically means, can you define this idea? Can you define this project you're about to work on? Can you define this seed and the potential in a way by which you and everybody involved would understand and be aligned? Is there enough clarity in what you're about to do? Is there enough clarity on the boundaries that you're going to set? On how far you're going to be willing to go, on where you do want to invest your time in and where you don't. All of these things are important. I know starting out this way might feel like a total turn off, might feel like you're killing the excitement, but it's really important that you get this clarity right, because saying you want a Ferrari is different from saying you want a Ferrari by so-so time and at so-so amounts and every other detail that has to do with that. Because once those details get in place, you become much more driven to do what you need to do, because you know exactly what steps to take. And you put that tension where you know everything is on you now. You take that responsibility to be able to take the actions you need to take. So clarity is very, very important. The next one I would say is standards and values. You see, as we go about the journey, as we go about the things we want to do and every other thing, we need to understand that we are different people and therefore we would value different things. And so that is quite important. For someone like me, I think over the course of my life, I've been able to like pick up a lot of values. One is commitment. One is spirituality. All of these things help me make decisions. All of these things become like the guiding principle of how I operate as a human, as a professional, as anything I want to do. And so it's important that when we try to like start off things, when we try to like have these ideas, when we try to build off all of these things, we are clear about our values. We are clear about the things that matter to us. How important are these things to us? And we are clear about how decisions will be made. I think I've been privileged to work in different organizations, and different organizations have their different values. Some value transparency, some value quality, some value customer service and the likes. And basically that means those values basically define how they make decisions, define what is a priority to the organization at the time. So these things need to be clear. What do you want to take as a priority? What will help you make those decisions? What are you willing to stand by? What are you willing to let go of? As you go about this journey of bringing this idea to life, I think all of these things basically help with focus. Helps you to know what to pay attention to. Helps you to know what will be considered as important. Helps you to know what comes before what. Because sometimes it's not that we are doing the wrong things. Just means that maybe some of the things we are doing are out of place or out of order. And so we need to get these things right. Finally, what's the daily routine? What's the daily practice going to be like? Just like every farmer would probably find a routine of applying fertilizer, watering the garden, doing every other thing they want to do every single day as they wait for the seed to germinate and grow. Everybody needs that routine, needs that practice, needs those core activities that define the success of what you're trying to build. For the sake of time, I would not want to take us into the context of examples of how we could do these things, but subsequently I should be able to do that. But we need to pay attention to our daily routines and see if those things support the kinds of results we want to see. If those things help us to achieve what we are looking to get to. And that's why every single thing I have mentioned is very important, because it is impossible for you to come up with a core activity or come up with a daily practice or a routine without understanding what progress feels like, without understanding what the end goal feels like or what the outcome you are looking to get looks like. All of these things are important. And these things just help us to make those decisions better, help us to get clarity, help us along the journey, because when those challenges come, when we go through things, when it's time to make decisions, we know what to do. We know how to go about those things. So yeah, I think that's a good starting point. And these core things define the foundation of every other resource you might have. So once you have an idea, once you put your why and your intentions in place, once you articulate and make it as clear as possible, once you set your standards and values, once you set your focus, and once you set your daily practice and routine, then you can go on to engaging every other resource that you might have, from the community to the expertise to every single opportunity you could create to make sure that that idea comes to life. All of these things are important, don't get me wrong, but once you get the basics right, speed becomes very easy for you. You don't have like a lot of back and forth with making decisions or getting back or missing the point or missing the mark or getting frustrated or losing sight of what you're truly trying to achieve. Basically, everything seems easy and straightforward. And so basically, that's all I have to say. Thank you for taking our time to listen again. Thank you for paying attention. As much as possible, if you have questions, I don't mind, please drop them in the comments. Please drop them wherever you could reach me. You could reach me at IsaacOlufemi101. @yahoo.com. Send me a mail. I would love to hear from you if you actually listen to this. Hear your thoughts and hear your feedback too as well. Thank you for the time and see you next time. Bye.